Have you ever thought about what communion really means? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Communion is one of those things that growing up in the church, I'm very familiar with. But every once in a while, I sit back and think about, what does it really mean? Why do we do this again? Well, that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called My First Communion by Kathy Irie. A layer of white lace covered my new pink and white dress. At 12 years old, I'd been anticipating this evening for a long time. It was the Maundy Thursday, the Thursday before Easter, when I would join church and be served my first communion. Joining the rest of the confirmation class, I stood in the front of the sanctuary facing the congregation. One by one, our minister handed us a Bible. Opening mine, I smiled when I saw what was written inside. I knew the handwriting well. Our minister was also my father. 5 times each year, I watched Dad preside over the serving of communion. Each time, I was struck by his profound reverence as he approached the bread and wine. Without fail, I felt as if I was witnessing a holy moment in a visit to the upper room, where Jesus served the very first communion to his disciples and where he gave them a large part of his earthly teaching. Dad would review some of this teaching, then take us to the Garden of Gethsemane. In the garden, God the Son prepared for the cross by surrendering his will to the will of God the Father. However, his anguish was so great, his sweat was like drops of blood. Blood that soon would be given for me. Sacrificed blood that communion represented. Tonight, I would no longer watch as my Father led others to these holy places. From now on, I would be a part of it. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Have you ever contemplated the full meaning of communion? What a privilege it is to participate in this sacrament, remembering Christ's sacrifice for each of us who have put our trust in him. Different churches and different denominations practice communion, also called the Lord's Supper or the Eucharist, in different ways. Some churches have communion every week, others a few times a year. Some churches invite believers to take communion from a very young age, and others require members to complete a class or give a profession of faith or be baptized before they can take communion. How does your church practice communion? Why is that? If you're not sure, consider asking a pastor, youth leader, parent, or elder at your church. Next time you are served communion, imagine you are in the upper room. And Jesus himself is serving you the bread and the wine, or juice. How might this image deepen your experience? As you and I can read in 1 Corinthians 11:26, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Matthew 26:26-46, and 1 Corinthians 11:23-26, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you find today's Devo informational and interesting? Well, I encourage you to pick out some of the practices in your church and write Devos about them. Do a little research, interview your pastor. If you're curious about it, chances are other people will be curious about it too. So I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, I encourage you to check back for tomorrow's Devo called God of the Stars, which is a poem with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.